Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New restrictions for migrants in Europe. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with EU partner Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Germany and Austria recently agreed to let in migrants in a bid to alleviate the number gathering in Hungary. German police say more than 12,000 refugees seeking asylum in the European Union flooded into the southern German city of Munich on Saturday. In another attempt to control the flow of migrants, train service from Austria to Germany was suspended Sunday. Analysts predict the halting of trains would prompt more desperate scenes on the Austrian-German border as tens of thousands of refugees try to enter Germany by any means possible. Palestinians and Israelis. Police fought at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday. The violence breaking out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier had barricaded themselves inside the mosque and had thrown rocks and flares at police. The Israeli authorities used tear gas and threw stun grenades at Palestinian youths. The incident came on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site's been escalating because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors in an effort to allow Jewish people to pray in the compound. South Sudan's rebels and government say they will both send senior officials to a special meeting on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly September 29th. The meeting, which follows an invitation by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, is aimed at galvanizing the international community's support for the implementation of South Sudan's recently signed peace pact. This is VOA News. Indian police say they are searching for a suspect who illegally stored explosives in a warehouse that ignited, killing at least 89 people and injuring 100. Police are looking for Rajendra Kaswa, who authorities say is on the run with his brothers. They say he stored gelatin sticks, urea, which is a common fertilizer, and other explosive materials next to a restaurant in Petlawad in Madhya Pradesh State in central India. Police say Kaswa had a license for the explosive materials used for digging wells and in construction and mining, but stored them in an illegal manner near a restaurant in a densely populated neighborhood. A powerful bomb went off in central Pakistan Sunday evening, killing at least 10 people and injuring around 60 others. The violence occurred near a bus terminal in the city of Multan, about 600 kilometers southwest of Islamabad. There's been no claim of responsibility. Senior officials, police officials, suspect a suicide bomber riding a motorbike carried out the attack. Others are blaming it on a remote control device. Security sources in Turkey say at least three police officers were killed Sunday in the southeastern part of the country. Sources say two police officers were killed in a car bombing near a police checkpoint outside the town of Cernak. Security forces pursued the suspects by helicopter, shelling the militants and killing two of them as they fled. Another police officer was killed in the Silvan district of Diyarbakir province. The Kurdistan Workers' Party militants carried out a rocket attack. Yemen's exiled government says it will not participate in UN-brokered peace talks unless Houthi rebels, in accordance with a UN resolution, withdraw from territory the rebels have captured. Yemeni President Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi had said earlier his government would join the talks this week in Oman. The announcement follows a number of failed attempts to get the two factions together for peace talks to resolve the conflict. A wildfire that raced through parts of Northern California Sunday heavily damaged a small town of Middletown. The blaze was one of two wildfires that sped through the region, destroying at least 81 houses and forcing thousands to flee.
Everything I've heard so far is everything behind the gas station is gone. The school's gone. The store's gone. And a lot of people have dogs stuck up there, and they won't let them go get them. So I'm just kind of waiting.
The firefighters have injured four. The fires have, and California's governor declared a state of emergency. U.S. real estate mogul Donald Trump, the leading Republican presidential contender on Sunday, attacked big salaries of corporate chief executives as disgraceful. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation program, he blamed high CEO pay on the executives themselves, who put their friends on corporate boards of directors. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.